Good morning, and welcome to the Cyber Smart Morning News Update. With the always evolving world of cyber threats and defense, you need a source you can trust. FBI retired Special Agent Darren Mott guides you through today's intricate cyber landscape and brings you the latest headlines and insights and what it means to you. Let's dive into today's cyber news.
Good morning, friends. It is Wednesday, September 13th. 2023. I'm your host, retired FBI Supervisor Special Agent Darren Mott. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Cyber Smart Morning News Update. I'm going to be honest, there were a lot of stories today, and I am not going to do them all justice. Probably not going to do any of them justice because I want to, again, try to keep this as short as I can just to kind of give you the highlights. And if you want more information, hopefully you can check the links and go check them out. One thing I did do today, one of the first articles on Wired, and I'd run out of free stories. So for you, my loyal listeners, I paid the $5 a year subscription to get past the paywall. So I won't have that problem with Wired anymore. So let's get right into it. So this is from Wired, obviously. It is, who is reporting this? Well, I can't tell you because it doesn't tell me. Oh, it's Andy Greenberg, senior writer for Wired, reporting this. And the headline is, ChinaLink hackers breached a power grid again. The loose nexus of Chinese origin cyber spies, collectively called APT-41, is known for carrying out some of the most brazen hacking schemes linked to China over the past decade. Its methods range from a spree of software supply chain attacks that planted malware in popular applications to a sideline and profit-focused cybercrime that went so far as to steal pandemic relief funds from the U.S. government. These are some very talented fellows and ladies. Today, researchers on the Threat Hunter team at Broadcom-owned security firm Symantec revealed that a Chinese hacker group with connections to APT-41, which Symantec calls Red Fly. Now, I honestly wish Symantec, Mandiant, and CrowdStrike would get together and come up with one name. That would be fantastic, but they all have to have their own, so whoop-de-doo. But anyway, breached a power grid in an Asian country. Doesn't say which one. I'm going to guess Taiwan or South Korea if I had to put money down. But this just goes to show. Now, this is just discovered. They discovered the breach. Chances are they're in multiple other electrical grids around the world. This is going to be an increasing problem as we head into any type of kinetic war type activity in the future. You can guarantee that cyber warfare will be part of that, and electrical grids and communication infrastructure will be those that are targeted. So if you want more information on this, it goes into a little more depth that I'm going to give you here. Take a look at that article by Andy Greenberg on Wired. All right. If you love ChatGPT, who doesn't love ChatGPT? This is not a surprising news from darkreading.com, but ChatGPT jailbreaking forums proliferate in dark web communities. The weaponization of generative AI tools like ChatGPT that everyone has been waiting for is slowly beginning to take form. In online communities, curious cats are collaborating on new ways to crack ChatGPT's ethics rules, commonly known as jailbreaking. And hackers are developing a network of new tools to leverage or create large language models for malicious ends. Not a surprise. Every technology sees this, where bad guys figure out how to modify the code or find vulnerabilities within the technology and use it for nefarious means. This is not the last time you're going to hear this story about ChatGPT, someone using it to do bad things. I forgot Nate Nelson reporting here from Dark Reading. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff they're doing. This is, again, not a lengthy article, but I highly recommend you go find it. Because it goes into some information as to how these hackers are using this jailbreaking capability to basically have ChatGPT do what they want them to do against the will of what OpenAI intended ChatGPT to do. Not surprising, this happens to every technology, but here we are, and you're going to see a lot more news of tools being developed in the dark web on this. Leaving computer. Yesterday, I talked about Chrome having vulnerabilities that had to be patched. Well, fair is fair. So from Sergey Gatlin, Mozilla patches Firefox and Thunderbird against zero-day exploits and attacks. Mozilla released emergency security updates today to fix a critical zero-day vulnerability exploited in the wild, impacting its Firefox web browser, Thunderbird email client. It's tracked as CVE-2023-4863. It talks about what it does. I'm going to talk about that here. This is really not the podcast for getting into depth. If you want more of that, Gerald Auger on LinkedIn does a great lengthy news story on all this stuff. And he gets into the weeds on it. So I recommend that if you want more depth or just read the article. But I say all this to make the point. If you use Thunderbird as an email client or Firefox as your web browser, especially if you're using it in a business climate environment, update the browser. The the patch is there. Patch it before the bad guy figures out how to utilize it to get into your system and do bad things. If you're at home and you're a Firefox user, update it there as well. It should be as easy as closing it and restarting it or going to look for updates. Bleeping computer now. Again, fair is fair. This is from Bill Tolis. The new MetaStealer malware targets Intel-based Mac OS system. So if you have a Mac system from like 2019 or before, 2020 or before, somewhere in there, before they started bringing out the M1 chip, a new information stealer malware named MetaStealer has appeared in the wild, stealing a wide variety of sensitive information from Intel-based Mac OS computers. MetaStealer, not to be confused with the Meta Info Stealer, which I think targeted something else, that saw some popularity, this one's a Go-based malware capable of evading Apple's built-in antivirus tech X Protect, and it targets business users. So, all that to be said, hopefully there is a, let me see if there is a patch for this. Reading through this, it comes through, shocker, phishing emails. Someone clicks a link, bad things happen. Why? Because someone always clicks the link. Talks about the capability. It's a pretty lengthy article. Does not look like there is a patch for it yet. So if you are an Intel OS user, I may be wrong about there not being a patch. I just don't see it here. But if there is a patch, as soon as your Mac comes out with an update, update your Mac, because it is now vulnerable for compromise. Okay. And again, I'll tell you, you might as well, if you really want to know about what's going to be on this podcast, go read Bleeping Computer and you'll figure it out. But this is from Sergey Gatlin again. Ransomware access brokers steal accounts via Microsoft Teams phishing. So pretty much everybody's getting hit today. Firefox, Apple, Microsoft. Microsoft gets hit all the time, so no big deal for them. But Microsoft says an initial access broker known for working with ransomware groups has recently switched to Microsoft Teams phishing attacks to breach corporate networks because so many companies use Microsoft Teams as their internal communication platform and to use to have video calls with other companies, stuff like that. So this financially motivated threat group is tracked as Storm 0324. Who's it tracked by? No idea. I didn't say who named it, but you know, whatever. We can't come up with a common naming convention. That'd be too easy. But anyway, this same group has deployed the Sage and Gand Crab ransomware in the past. They're associated with the Fin7. They're associated with Arevil and Maze. So they're a pretty prolific in the ransomware group area. Sorry. In July 2023, Storm 0324 began using phishing lures sent by Teams with malicious links leading to a malicious SharePoint hosted file. Well, you would like to honestly think that corporate networks would catch this. But clearly they don't, because obviously it works. And they rely on a publicly available tool called Teams Fisher. This open source tool enables attackers to bypass restrictions for incoming files from external tenants and sending phishing attachments to email users. So they use this Teams Fisher tool, open source, anybody can use it. And they're able to bypass any corporate restrictions you have. If you're a user on the system, you get what looks like a file. It looks like it's coming internal to your network. You figure, what the heck? You open it, bad things happen. So, again, be careful clicking links now and clicking links in Teams. So, social engineering has made it to the Teams arena. Not a surprise, but here we are. Okay, that's not an article, actually. Okay, last article from the Hacker News. Again, let's give everyone fair cause here. A critical GitHub vulnerability exposes 4,000 plus repositories to repo jacking attack. This is from the Hacker News. They never give credit to their reporters. I'm not sure why. I check every time and I never see a name, but whatever. All right. So from the article, a new vulnerability disclosed in GitHub could have exposed thousands of repositories at risk of repo jacking attacks, the new findings show. The flaw could allow an attacker to exploit a race condition within GitHub's repository creation and username renaming operations. Successful exploitation to this vulnerability impacts the open source community by enabling the hijacking of over 4,000 code packages in language such as Go, PHP, and Swift, as well as GitHub Actions. Then, obviously, repo jacking, short for repository hijacking, is a technique where the threat actor is able to bypass a security mechanism called popular repository namespace retirement and ultimately control of a repository. So they could basically go in, hijack the repository, and then when you go to actually download what you think is a legitimate repository, you're now getting a malware infected or malicious repository, and can cause all sorts of host problems wherever you download it, be it a Linux box or a Windows box or whatever. So if you are a GitHub user, be aware of this. Ideally, they will come out with which ones. Well, they do have some of the file names listed here. I'm trying to see if it says, this really doesn't say anything about mitigation or how to remediate it. So hopefully they come out with something on that. So if you're a GitHub user, if you're a regular GitHub user, if you're in the technical world, you probably are, just be aware this vulnerability is out there. As always, these articles are linked, or links to the articles are placed in the show notes. Feel free to look at those. If you have thoughts, comments, tips for the show, email me, Darren at thecyberguy.com. A couple people sent me tips. I'm sorry I didn't get to them today because there's so many other things. So hopefully I'll get to them another day. But the cyber news never ends. We will never have a day where I can come on and say, well, no cyber news overnight. So have a good day. Here we are. I'm trying to keep it to under 10. I can never win because there's so many news things. But anyway, I thank you for downloading and listening. Please pass the word of this podcast if you like it. The more people that listen, the greater it'll be. You can find me, The Cyber Guy, on Instagram. Instagram sucks. Facebook. I have a Substack now. Just look for Darren Mott or The Cyber Guy. I have an article there today about how I beat a scammer recently. And so you can read about that. Otherwise, enjoy the rest of your day. We will talk again tomorrow.
Cyber Smart Morning News is written and produced by Cyber Guy Productions. Feel free to email thoughts, comments, or suggestions to Darren at thecyberguy.com or follow Darren on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/in/DarrettMott. Thanks for listening.